Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer who is ready to help you come up with some ways to get over That's right, jet lag. How many of you have looked forward to the trip? I mean, you were excited about where you were going and what you'd be doing. Chilling at the beach, going to a great business conference, a great conference on how to help our children succeed. Maybe something dealing with helping them overcome abuse. You were heading out somewhere. You were getting on the plane. You were looking forward to the flight. Looking forward to the overall experience. Only problem is you were flying into a different time zone. Yes, indeed. And you knew what was going to happen. You were going to have to do some adjusting. And until you adjusted, you weren't going to feel your best. What have you done to deal with jet lag? What helps you deal with jet lag? Whether, you know, you're an occasional flyer or you're a frequent flyer, what helps you overcome jet lag the most? Or have you found anything that helps you deal with jet lag? I imagine quite a few of you are saying, now I can tell you now, there has been nothing that has helped me deal with jet lag. Well, maybe. Medical News Today can help us with that. Jet lag. And we're going to call this beating jet lag. That's right. So those of you who have family members, close friends who are frequent flyers, and again, maybe infrequent flyers, but you want them in on it too, let them know they can tune in to 1550 AM The Voice. If they can't catch us right now, no problem. Let them know they can go to speakingwith.com. Listen online at their convenience. New research, and it was in the Journal of Physiology. Get this, ladies and gentlemen. Suggests that exercising at certain times of the day can alter the circadian rhythms, potentially offering a new therapy, not only for jet lag, but also for, you got it, shift work. How many of you enjoy working that night shift? Now, notice what they said. Exercising at certain times of the day. So it's not just the exercise. It is also certain times of the day. You all have had it, jet lag. It can lead to insomnia. It can lead to fatigue. But exercise may help alleviate those disruptions to a person's body clock, because that's what's going on. You all have heard me talk about this quite a bit, too. The body's body clock. The circadian rhythm. We're trying to help our young children, our babies, get on a good circadian rhythm, so that when their bodies are at the point where they're willing to sleep through the night, they'll be able to sleep through the night, because we will have helped them train themselves to sleep through the night. I said when they're at that point, because they're, you know, when they're real young, 2 weeks old, 6 weeks old, they're too young to be sleeping through the night. So check out your developmental stages of children, particularly infants and toddlers, for purposes of this discussion, so that you'll know when your baby should be ready to sleep through the night. But what, remember what you're doing now. You're helping them get in sync with their circadian rhythm. You're helping their circadian rhythm get in sync with, you notice I stopped there. What are you helping their circadian rhythm get in sync with? One more time. What, when you're trying to get your baby at the proper time to sleep through the night, what are you trying to help their circadian rhythm get in sync with. Now, I'm going to be sharing some more information with you about this whole issue of beating jet lag. And later in this discussion, I'm going to bring this question right back to you. What are you helping your baby's circadian rhythm get in sync with? All right, here we go. Circadian rhythms, which are physical, mental, and behavioral changes that follow a daily cycle, regulate our bodies. All right, let me get that to you again. Lock this in now. Circadian rhythms are physical, mental, and behavioral changes that follow a daily cycle. And these circadian rhythms regulate our bodies. Regulate our bodies. Light and darkness are the main factors that affect our circadian rhythms. Now, make sure you heard that right. I didn't say light and darkness are the only factors. Light and darkness are the main factors that affect our circadian rhythms. A cluster of nerve cells in the brain receives information about the amount of light through the optic nerves, telling our brains to make us sleepy by releasing the sleep hormone that's called melatonin. However, when we travel to a different time zone or we work the night shift, we disrupt these circadian rhythms. And notice now, these are actual rhythms. Yes, rhythms, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, our Creator has made rhythm a part of life for us. That's why it's so important for us to be getting rest. And remember what I've shared with you before. When we talk about rest, we need to rest throughout the day. It's not a good idea to just constantly work from the time you get up to the time you go back to bed. That's not a good idea, ladies and gentlemen. That is not a good idea. I do that too often. It is not a good idea, and I'm working to change that. I mean working. I'm striving to change that to the point where, you know, I'm not working from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. I want you to work at that too. Those of you who do that, don't wear working all the time, going as a badge of honor. We are working against the way our Creator made us. We're going against rhythms that are to be built into life. Rhythms. It's not a good idea to work 7 days a week. We really do need to be taking a day where we rest. Rhythms for our minds, our bodies, our souls, our emotions, our inner being, as well as for our physical being. Resting every so often, taking a 2-day rest period. Just a 2 days to just rest. We've been working the last 4 or 5 months so diligently. Good idea to just take a couple of days. It's a great idea to take an annual vacation. Don't get into the habit of boasting about how you never take a vacation. Don't get into the habit, the practice of bragging about how you've been working for the last 6 years without one vacation. That is not good. You know, I've shared with you what the experts have said about how just 8 days worth of rest can have benefits for weeks after we return from that vacation. I'm sorry, actually 8 hours. 8 hours worth can have weeks worth of benefit after the vacation is over. Get back to work and studies show we're more productive. So that means whether we're working for the church, whether we're working for a nonprofit, whether we're working for for-profit, we need to take vacations. Managers, supervisors, executives, it is in the company's best interest to give your people paid vacation time. It needs to be paid vacation time so that they don't have to have the stress of wondering how they're going to pay for it. And then deciding, well, I don't really have the money to take a vacation. Not really. So I might as well not take the vacation. I might as well just skip it. No, paid vacation. Because when they get back, they're going to be in a position to be much more productive for the company. It's a win-win. See that pay and paid vacation as an investment wherein you expect increased productivity to be the return on your investment. We need these rest periods throughout the day, occasionally after a few months, each year, to be part of our life's rhythm. That's why God says, on the seventh day, rest. He created a Sabbath. Some people think that the Sabbath went away with the New Testament, with the ushering in of the New Testament. But you think about it. Think about it again. The Lord Jesus said, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. He did not say there is no more Sabbath. He said the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not Lord over him. He is Lord over the Sabbath. He's the one who created Sabbath. When his enemies criticized him for healing on the Sabbath day, he never corrected them by saying, there is no more Sabbath. No, he corrected them by confronting them for being hypocritical, rescuing their animals who may have fallen into a pit on the Sabbath, while being angry at him for rescuing a man whose hand was crippled on the Sabbath. No, Sabbath did not go away. It is still with us. God made that part of life's rhythm. So we need to rest once a week. We need to try to rest if we can, a couple of days every few months. A nice vacation once a year. And look, it doesn't necessarily have to be a vacation. That yearly vacation does not have to be one that is very, very costly, very, very expensive. If for whatever reason you just can't get away, no problem. Look, what you can do is, this is just an idea. You can say, okay, maybe you're talking with your spouse or someone else, and you can say, listen, why don't we just take 1 or 2 days where we just get a hotel within an hour's drive for 1 or 2 days. And then we'll go back home, spend the rest of the vacation at home. But we won't be answering telephones. We won't be doing any kind of work. Everyone will understand. Everyone at church will understand we're on vacation. And if you want to tell them, staycation, tell them. So that way, if they see you out and about, they see you at the theater, no problem. I said staycation. But don't talk to me about church work. I'm on staycation. They'll know not to call you. And if for whatever the reason, they decide to be hard-headed, arrogant, and call you anyway, listen. Have your phone, if you're using your smartphone, have it set in your landline, because I know some of you still have landlines. Have your phone set so that you can monitor who's calling you. And some, you know, that some of those phones, smartphones in particular, can be set so that you will only receive calls from certain people who you designate in your phone. All those other calls that come to the phone, you won't even hear the ring. It is your staycation. You have the right to cut everyone off when you are trying to rest, be refreshed, regroup. So if you just cannot go anywhere, don't sweat it. Have a nice time at home. Drive every now and then to the lake. Go see a few movies. That'll cost some money, no doubt. But not nearly as much is trying to travel 300 or 400 miles, staying in a hotel for 5 or 6 days. Maybe order out for pizza once or twice that week. You know, cutting down on the workload. Maybe, you know, if you want to, spend some time working just a little bit harder than normal. If you want to cook up a whole lot of food leading up to staycation time. Food that you all will enjoy. You know you enjoy it. But rather than doing all that cooking the whole time you're on staycation, have the food already prepared so that all you have to do is heat it up. Heat it and eat it. Yes. Staycation. Get that rest. Build rest into your life's rhythm. That's the way we're made. We are made to not only work, but we're also made to play. And we are made to rest. All right. So circadian rhythms. I would like for you to think about making a commitment that you won't wear yourselves out for the purpose of having fun and resting and relaxing. In other words, don't be trying to stay up all hours of the night just because you're on staycation. Remember, it's about rest. So you can do all your playing, watching your movies, watching, doing whatever you want to do, swimming in the lake. You can be doing all that up to 8, 9 o'clock p.m., 5 o'clock p.m. You know, up at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, having your fun, winding down around 10 o'clock at night so that you're getting to bed at a good hour, ready to get up the next day whenever you get up, having some more fun. Throughout the whole day, just watching TV, reading some magazines that you wanted to read for a while and just didn't have time to read. Just doing all of that stuff during the day and getting to bed at a good hour so that your body is truly resting. Your soul is truly resting. Making rest a part of our life's rhythm. That's what the circadian rhythm is all about, helping us with life. We travel to a different time zone, as I mentioned, or we work the night shift, we disrupt our circadian rhythm. We're back off staycation. We're back from our two-day vacation. We're back from our vacation, back to work. And I got some place to go. Some of you are saying, I got to go to work, got to be there at 11 p.m., you're working that night shift. Some of you, it's going to involve travel, and you've got to travel to a different time zone. You will disrupt your circadian rhythm. Remember now, light and darkness are the main factors that affect our circadian rhythms. So you go into a different time zone, light and darkness come at times that are different than your circadian rhythm is accustomed to. So your circadian rhythm gets disrupted. Some of the adverse effects of these disruptions can include insomnia, fatigue, trouble focusing, headaches, gastrointestinal problems. Any of you experience headaches and or gastro problems when you find yourself in a different time zone? That's it. Circadian rhythm disrupted. Now, currently, there are no treatments for the adverse effects of jet lag. There are no treatments for the adverse effects of shift work. What can be done? Anything or nothing. Yeah, we talked about that exercise, right? Researchers are trying to devise some novel therapies. So one recent study has found that the retina contains some cells that secrete vasopressin, which is another hormone that helps regulate circadian rhythms. Let's look into that one some more as soon as I get back.